Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
Welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. I'm your host, Derek White, here from Beryllium and QuickTrack, and today I'm joined by Katie Dotson. Katie, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about where you're from, what you guys do, and then we're going to get into a really juicy topic.
All right. Yeah. So I'm Katie. I'm president and lead CCA for Hive Systems Defense Solutions. We are an authorized C3 PAO. We do also do CMMC readiness and implementation support, obviously not for the same clients because, you know, independence, but we do offer both solutions to the clients that come to us looking for help with figuring out CMMC and everything that involves scoping in the world of CMMC to help them succeed and get through their assessments.
The fun stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about the, let's just say the external service provider, the ESP, and what that means. So I'm interested to hear your discussion topics on that and your input on that, but also where it's at now versus where it probably needs to go for more clarification. So external service providers, ESPs, for listeners, watchers, if you're not familiar with that, that is a distinction that has been highlighted in the last year to 2 years on what that means. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that, where you feel that perspective's at, and then we can talk maybe a little bit more about where you anticipate it will go.
Absolutely. So with CMMC, they came out with this whole category of ESPs and acronym soup of ESP that's not a CSP or ESP that is a CSP and all of that and the different requirements that come along with that, depending on whether those ESPs are processing, storing, or transmitting CUI or not. So I do think it's an area that especially a lot of the smaller companies that maybe aren't getting help with CMMC and are trying to go about it themselves are not really understanding the repercussions and the factors that they need to take that come into play when it comes to having an ESP. So for example, CSPs, if they're going to be used to process, store, transmit CUI, obviously they need to be FedRAMP moderate or equivalent. Mm-hmm. What that means for the companies that don't know is obviously they need to be listed on the FedRAMP marketplace, not as in progress, but actually authorized, mm-hmm. or they need to be getting a full body of evidence from their ESP that is a CSP, mm-hmm. To make sure that they are actually validating that every single SSP control that applies to 110 is in place. So there's a lot of companies out there, again, that are trying to do it themselves that don't understand really what level of effort is involved with that, what documentation they need to get, and what they need to do in order to really validate that they are meeting the requirements. But then on the other hand, you have these ESP that's not a CSP, which are often things like your managed service providers that also need to be CMMC compliant. So there's a lot of MSPs out there that are just basically out there advertising themselves as, yeah, we'll get you to 110, no problem. Yeah. And it's a really tricky area to be in because a lot of the smaller companies don't understand that most companies can't just get you to 110. There's always going to be certain controls where the company still has responsibilities and things that they have to do as well. And now further guidance coming out from the C3PAOs is that you also need to make sure that the MSP is compliant with all 110 CMMC controls. Typically, if you need to be CMMC certified, meaning you need to get a C3PAO to do your assessment, that means that those MSPs also need to have a C3PAO assess them. Whether they're getting certified or not doesn't really matter, but they do need to get a full 110 in order for you to pass your assessment.
Yeah.
So it's something that there's been a lot of confusion about in the ecosystem up to this point. Some MSPs that are just getting the controls that they support validated, but rather than the full 110 controls, and certain companies that don't really understand how that could impact their ability to pass an assessment.
So to walk that back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. this is the fun part.
Yes.
ESP, mm-hmm. external service provider,
yeah,
which is, I guess, external. So that's kind of the point.
External to the company. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then there's MSPs, which are managed service providers. Mm-hmm. Then there's cloud service providers, who are CSPs.
Yes.
They tend to have a cloud service offering, which mm-hmm. is another thing. That's for us, for example, cloud service offering, CSO. Mm-hmm. And the big thing everyone's asking for, what you're highlighting here, is as a customer, they want to know, what is it that I'm getting and am I going to pass?
Yes.
So one more distinction mm-hmm. to really put people to sleep with the acronyms here and, you know, CSP, EIEIO.
Right.
Customer responsibility matrix.
Yes.
Previously referred to mostly as a shared responsibility matrix versus that body of evidence for a cloud service provider.
Yes.
Touch on both of those a little bit for those that are maybe trying to navigate right through this conversation, what those two mean and why they're important.
Right. So when it comes to a CSP that you need to validate that they are FedRAMP moderate equivalent, you need a body of evidence. That typically means you have to get the full SSP so you understand exactly what they are doing for each of the controls that they are saying they're implementing and making sure that they are doing what is necessary to meet your assessment objectives and your requirements for CMMC. Whereas the customer responsibility matrix is more specific to, okay, your MSP or your cloud service provider has said that they are responsible for a certain number of the controls, but there are still steps that you need to take to get to that 110. So that document you need to have from any external service provider to understand where your responsibilities are, make sure that you, I mean, your C3PAO is going to ask for that in the evidence package anyway. Yep. So you need to have it. It's going to be something that they're checking for.
Yep.
But you need to have that document so you fully understand what your responsibilities are as the customer and make sure that you are actioning on those as well in order to maintain your compliance and meet that 110 score.
Yes. And two, this is, let's just keep going with the acronyms. Yes. So then the number one place, and you, I assume agree here, to find out exactly what needs to be provided would be in the CAP, which is the CMMC assessment process, where it does now, you know, 2 years ago, it didn't say this kind of stuff,
right.
But what does a C3PO need to have access to in reference for OSC, organization seeking certification or seeking assessment, need to have? And that is something that we're still seeing confusion on, where you could, you know, reference that CAP, Google it, control F, go through it as if you're not sure, but it really does do a much better job. And we need more clarity that's coming out, which is good. But what you need to provide as an OSC that your provider should be providing you doesn't need to go to everybody.
No.
And that's a lot of things. People are very protective of that. We can say that ourselves. Like, but the C3PO needs to also understand too what they need to have, and a body of evidence from a CSP is a totally different scenario than a responsibility matrix from the customer on where they're being supported by their MSP or internal and different tools and stuff. And are those tools cloud services that then come into the, does it need to be FedRAMP or does it not? So yes, it's a, we can sit here for a week and talk about this.
We absolutely could. Well, I don't know if I have time, but yeah, we absolutely could talk about this for more than a week, but so, I mean, the latest and greatest CAP is available on the CyberAB website. If you Google it, you might get the old CAP. So safest place to go is directly to the CyberAB's website. They are continuously updating and evolving that CAP to make sure that it is clarifying some of this guidance, especially for those C3PAOs that maybe don't understand what exactly they need to be getting as part of their evidence package for your assessment.
Yeah.
They're supposed to see the SRMs for any of your external service providers, like your MSPs. But for the ones that are FedRAMP authorized, they should only be looking at a SIS or CRM as a whole from the FedRAMP package. Your FedRAMP authorized cloud services are never going to provide an SSP directly to you. It's not something we should be looking at, and it's not something that's part of our scope for our assessment anyway.
Yep.
We should just be looking to validate that those are FedRAMP authorized and that you have a CRM and understand what your responsibilities are versus what you are inheriting from the FedRAMP authorized clouds. Inheritance is a little trickier when it comes to the MSPs. It's a term that's being used in the ecosystem, but doesn't mean exactly the same thing as it does in the FedRAMP world. So I think it's a very big gray area for a lot of the C3PAOs, especially the ones that are also 3PAOs that are more used to the FedRAMP environment.
Right.
But with the MSPs, we can't just take inheritance at its word, unfortunately, when it comes to a CMMC assessment. We need to see the SRM. We need to see what you're responsible for. And then we also need to make sure that your MSP, if they are processing, storing, or transmitting CUI, have also been assessed by a C3PAO. If you are getting a CMMC certification, your MSP needs to have been validated against all 110 controls first in order for you to actually start your assessment.
Yeah, and understand what that validation consists of.
Yeah.
Because if it's this, but they're supporting you with that, could be an example of, depends on how you're being serviced by your managed service provider, right? Can totally change a CRM. And so that is something that will get better. Yeah. And we all knew it was going to come when you could start finally getting, I think they, at this moment in time, there's just over 100 organizations who have been certified, which is good. I think the only reason we know that is because I think we were right near the end of 100. So that was, I remember seeing that announcement come out. But this is why you exist, why your team exists, right? So is for that clarification. So thank you for joining. We have just met. So this is not, you know, we haven't been you know, friends for 5 years or anything like that. So I loved your perspective on this. So thank you for coming on. Where do listeners, watchers go to learn more, connect with you, and talk to you more about this specific topic?
Yeah, thank you. So I am on LinkedIn, but our company website, just hivesystems.com. does have an entire CMMC resources page. We've got free SSP templates. We've got a level 2 self-assessment tool. We've got blog posts. We've got podcasts that talk a little bit more about all of these topics, all available for free on our website. So that's a great place to start. And then you can always reach out to me directly through our Contact Us About CMMC page or on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to chat.
Awesome. Well, Katie, super great conversation. Thank you for spending some time walking away from the event here for a little bit. And we'll have you on again because this obviously these are short on purpose, but you know, a year from now and stuff, these conversations will evolve.
Absolutely.
And the perspective will be different. So it'll be something we'll chime in on. But thank you again. Really do appreciate you being on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode. And make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's QuickTrack.com.